one if by land, two if by sea. Minuteman Radio continues with your host, the president of the Minuteman Civil Defense Corps, Chris Simcox.
News Talk 960 AM, KKNT, The Patriot, 602-508-0960. If you're here locally and had a comment or a question you'd like to ask Barry Hess, nationwide toll-free, 888-960-9696. Barry, just another, an article from the Wichita Eagle out of Wichita, Kansas, and it's just, again, it's such an indication about the magnet, you know, that we're talking about. We're talking about the anchor babies. I mean, Texas, in Texas, where you have 1,000 women a day coming across to have babies for free because, hey, they give it to us for free. Why not take it? I mean, there's the honeypot that you were talking about.
Definitely.
In Kansas, migrant fugitives, Kansas court system absolutely just crumbling under the weight of their court system of trying to process the immigrant cases, the illegal alien immigrant cases, and the migrant fugitives, many of whom say, you know, look, I'm coming back. You can do whatever it takes to remove me, but I'm coming back because you're going to give me what I need for free, even if it means putting me in prison for my life. Like you said, I get 3 meals a day. Nobody's going to exploit me, and I get to see my family, and that's all I want. And it's absurd what's going on. U.S. Marshals routinely escort 40 to 80 defendants a day in Kansas courtrooms, most who are shipped out to local jails hundreds of miles away in their own state just so they can keep track of them and prosecute them and deport them at the cost to the taxpayer.
It's amazing that there are so many misguided people, and we all want to be charitable as human beings, I would hope, but so many of these devious buggers, they want to be charitable with your dollars.
Yes, and the open borders lobbies, those who are out there, the ACLU, LULAC, La Raza, all these people, they love socialism, and that's why they're here. And they want us, by using political correctness, playing the race card, and saying, oh, you need to be charitable and help these people. We want your tax dollars to take care of our people who are coming now from another country, because ultimately they're going to end up supporting our approach to government.
Well, you can tell their lack of sincerity because they very seldom open their own checkbooks. And that's what they should be doing. If they want to help somebody, I have no problem with them helping somebody out of their pocket. Now, while if they're illegal, there's a whole different ball game. There are so many intertwined issues here. It's a morass of all kinds of vagaries. Nobody seems to know what's going on, and nobody wants to move in any direction decisively. That's why when I said I'm going to give Congress 60 days, if they don't do it, then I'm going to turn it over to the state legislature to develop an Arizona-specific policy. And if they don't do it in 60 days, then by God, we'll implement my plan. One way or the other, there's a time limit. And that's where government bureaucrats hate me. Because I'm giving you something definite. It is not a question of when, it's a question of if. And if they don't do it, I will.
Well, I personally admire and certainly support that approach, Barry. That's what we've been looking for. I've often said that, look, if we had a governor of one of these 4 southern border states with Mexico that stood up and had the intestinal fortitude and the temerity to say, that's it, I've given you a deadline, the deadline's passed, we're going to take this into our own hands and do it the way that we see fit, and that's something I appreciate that approach. I wish we could get someone like you in office.
So. Well, you know what? It's what it's going to take, and I do believe that the political dynamics are such that many people think Janet's just going to roll into this. And in fact, she may well. It's going to either be a blowover for her or an upheaval against her. And I hope to sway people because, unfortunately, the Republican gets caught in the muddy water in between. And that's so it's going to be the anti-socialist, which is me, versus the socialist. And if people start thinking in terms not of their political affiliation, but in terms of their family and protecting the most fundamental, most valuable legacy we will ever leave the next generation, that of their individual freedom, then we could well have such an upheaval and an overturning of the status quo that it will get international attention. Of course, we have the opportunity in Arizona to write a little history here.
Well, we do, and we've certainly, Arizona has been ground zero for this issue. It's been the focal point and the lightning rod that sparked the national attention. And with Prop 200, with our, mm-hmm. our previous Civil Homeland Defense movement, now the Minutemen Civil Defense Corps movement, and citizens, are there, those rugged individualists in Arizona, something Arizona is known for, stepping up and saying, look, you know, we are the government. And I appreciate that approach from the libertarians that, you know, really when it comes to it, when government starts overstepping its boundaries, we the people step in and hold them in check.
And that's one of the great things. It's like, and people knew that I couldn't personally, you know, vote for Prop 200. I actually supported Russell the Man for having the intestinal fortitude to stand up. And you know, because you know in the early going, all of the Republicans, all of them, deserted this poor man. I was the only one who was standing with him. And then, of course, when the poll numbers came back at 80-85%, well, they were just best buds again. And I just can't stand a spineless politician, because I believe I'm the only one who's running in this race who's not looking for a job. I really am doing it for the next generation.
It is despicable, the politics you see being played, and how I think many Republicans have been caught in party politics and this putting party before principle is despicable.
Well, and, you know, it even goes into where both sides are trying to claim there's a budget surplus, and I would beg to differ. You cannot have a surplus if you have any outstanding liabilities, and simple accounting. But one would tell you that she couldn't get anything done because she had an unworkable legislature. Well, to me, that points up a lack of leadership ability. And the other would say virtually the same. He says because we ignored her. So, I mean, it really talks about they can't work. As a libertarian, I am in a unique and privileged position that I can actually take a position on with either side, wherever it comes from, without regard to political affiliation and without worry about political repercussion or reprisal.
Hmm. Well, it's do you have a website, Barry, that you can give out?
Yes, I do. It's hessforgovernor.com. And we, I believe it's the most technologically advanced political site in history. We're getting write-ups in all these campaign magazines. And, of course, all the pollsters want us to hire them. But we don't do polls because we're not going to change.
Your message is clear. And so that's hessforgovernor.com.
.com.
You know, when we come back after this break, Barry, if you can hold over with us just
sure.
a little while longer, I want to pose this question and this scenario of the 14th Amendment that's been, you know, in our Constitution since 1868. There are federal, several bills under consideration in Congress that would abolish this federal policy. Could we as a state abolish the 14th Amendment and do away with anchor babies?
I believe, and I'm prepared to repudiate the federal government's overstepping of its own constitutional charter at every level.
Well, let's discuss that more right after this
sure.
break.